You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and I'm so happy you could be with me. You know, we're almost at the end of the year, and it's not too early to start planning on what you would want to accomplish next year. And it's always good to write these things down, like on New Year's Eve. Another thing that works really well is called the bowl burning. And you start writing down all of the things that you were angry about, that you were just totally upset, miserable, you couldn't accomplish. Perhaps it was a divorce, or perhaps it was fights with family members, or whatever. Write it down and then put it in this seal bowl and light it on fire and allow all of the emotions to be released by saying the serenity prayer, by just letting go, surrendering. It happened. There's nothing I can do about it, but I sure don't want to keep anything like that on me. I am releasing the vibrations. And then you're going to start the healing process. Even if you think you healed from something, put that in the bowl and light it on fire, because you know what? You want it permanently gone. And also, don't forget to forgive the past. Forgive those people that have hurt us. It's okay. That's part of living. But it's also part of living to forgive, because the person who benefits the most from forgiving is actually ourselves. When we forgive others, we're actually releasing all the burdens. It doesn't matter even if you say it to the other person. It matters because it simply ceases to matter to you anymore. And that's what's important. So as we start the new year off right, don't forget to start planning some of the things that you want to see happen in the new year. Perhaps you want a new car. Perhaps you want a new love. Perhaps you just want a new house. New vibrational energy in which to create that which you are desiring. And that's the most important thing. But that's one step to actually decide what you want to do. But the other step is writing it down, because there is a direct correlation of you writing and having it really sink into the brain. The two go hand in hand. So do that and say that by yourself on New Year's Eve, or as the clock strikes 12 on New Year's, or the next day. Get into that frame and make New Year's a very, very special, special day for you to create the life that you want in the year 2020. Now, I hear it's going to be a fantastic year. Every which way, it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be really good financially for everyone. I guess the stars and the placements of the stars are saying, yeah, this is it. This is going to be fun. Start creating. Start knowing what you want to have happen. Today, we have got a really, really special gal with us, Christy Scott. And you've seen her before. She is a fabulous life coach, law of attraction coach. And she also developed these cards, the Evolution cards. And this is how you start every day off, by taking one of these cards and reading it to get you straight on the day. It's kind of like messages from the universe comes down. And if you pay attention, I think you're really going to be surprised at how that really will help gear you up for that day. It's perfect. So she's going to be on with us, and we're going to be talking about what to do in the seasons during this holiday season, what to do, how to make all the to-do things go a little bit easier. And she is really terrific. I just love it when she comes on. This is about the third or fourth or fifth time that she's been on. She's fabulous. So with that, sit back, relax, and tune in, because you are going to just get some outstanding tips to help you during this holiday season. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's here, it's hot, and it's a must read. It's the science behind The Law of Attraction magazine. Every issue brings you great articles and in-depth how-tos from all your favorite Law of Attraction experts, authors, scientists, and medical professionals. Go to lawofattractionmagazine.net. That's lawofattractionmagazine.net.
Did you know that every human uses only a small portion of their powerful mind? Jules Johnson, International Certified Hypnotherapist, wants to introduce you to your powerful mind in order to create your dream life. In as little as one session, Jules guides you into releasing limiting beliefs that keep you from achieving wealth, health, better relationships, and even true love. Schedule a session in Palm Springs or set up a Skype video session for those nationally and internationally. Jules would love to serve as your guide into living your dreams. Go to creativeguidedimagery.com or call 951-201-2166. That's creativeguidedimagery.com.
You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, heard by millions worldwide through 38 internet radio stations and in over 135 countries. Be sure to sign up for your monthly updates and get all the latest information on LOA radio events such as cruises, workshops, and seminars, as well as information on the latest shows, topics, and guests. Go to LOARadionetwork.com and sign up today.
Well, welcome, Christy Scott, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I just love it when you come on. Oh. We get such tremendous response, and everybody just adores the way that you think. And that you're such an inspiration. And so this is so good. Nice. Welcome.
Thank you. I love being on. I enjoy it immensely.
Oh, good. I'm so glad, because you're going to keep on coming back on. We are going to be talking today about the upcoming holiday season. And there's a little craziness going on out there. And okay, so you get together for holidays, you know, you open the gifts and all that, and then comes
the
dinner.
Come.
Yeah, and
friends,
and then
family
breaking bread, and people all of a sudden have a little bit too much wine.
Ooh.
And it, like, you're supporting who? And then it just goes into chaos.
Yes.
So, all right. Help us get through the holiday season, Christy.
Yes. I've been telling my clients, and I've been working with a lot of people, is to keep your spiritual practice, especially during the holiday season. All those wonderful things you do to keep yourself centered and grounded. The holiday season's come, and then we abandon them because we get so busy. Oh, I got to do shopping, so I won't meditate, or I'll do this, and I won't do my journaling. And So all those beautiful spiritual rituals go out the window. And then we're not centered and we're not grounded. So I constantly tell my clients to like stick with that. And there's so many beautiful spiritual rituals that we have. I mean, meditation is one. And I struggle with meditation too, but even in the morning, it's just like the alarm will go off and I'm like, okay. And I'll sit up in bed and I'm like, this is my 10 minutes, my 15 minutes. I'm just going to do it now before I even get up, before I start the day, you know, before all the mayhem comes and the emails and the, you know, phone and all that. But meditation will help you immensely. It'll keep you centered and grounded.
Okay, so that's tip number one. Before you leave the house to visit anyone on Christmas Day or whatever, you need to take that 15 minutes for you and get in alignment.
Yeah, get grounded, get centered. And then it's easier to respond to those, you know, people drinking at the holidays or whatever. You'll be a little more centered and go like, okay, I don't have to participate, or I can change the subject, or I can get up and leave and go get another plate of food.
Yeah, so that's where food comes in handy, because you can say, I got to get some more of that potato salad.
Oh, it's so wonderful.
Yeah.
I'll be right back. And then maybe the subject will be changed.
Yeah, right. But we don't have to get into those subjects. Or those. We can be so much in alignment that, you know, we know it's going to end up in the chaos. So why are we going to even participate in that? We
have can just boundaries.
Yeah.
Say, no, thank you. You don't have to participate. You know, you can change the subject. You can just veer them another way. But if you take care of yourself and keep those spiritual rituals going, then we're more grounded and we're not participating in all the silliness.
It's so heated though. Sometimes that won't just stop. Yeah. That won't. So there's nothing wrong with you saying, you know, it's Christmas. I don't really feel like discussing politics.
There's no problem with that. I would suggest that highly. You know what? It's not the topic we want to enjoy right now. Let's be thankful. You know, let's say what we're thankful for. We've got all the relatives around. We're having fun. We're sharing gifts. Let's change the subject.
Yeah.
And 90% of the time they'd say, you know, whatever. Okay. You know what I mean? We think more in our heads that it's like, no, we can't. It's like, yes, we can. We can say no, thank you.
Yeah, we can, as a matter of fact.
We have that option.
So all the way up to the holiday season, to Christmas Day, a lot of us are running around with our heads cut off, trying to get everything finished and all the gifts wrapped and everything.
Yeah.
So by the time Christmas comes around, we're pretty exhausted.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, hurry up, get this day over with.
Yeah. That's why your spiritual practice is so important, to be every day filling up your cup, getting you grounded, taking that walk, you know, doing physical activity, filling that cup up for you. So you're not empty when the time comes and you're like, just get this over with, just open the gift, let's go.
Yeah.
You know, so when you're filled up and you're doing all those beautiful spiritual practices to keep you grounded, you're going to get through the holiday season a lot better.
Right. Right. And that's a good point. Even getting out of the situation, outside of the house, taking a walk.
Yeah. It's like Thanksgiving after our feast, we take a walk on the beach. It's like, let's get the whole family out. Let's get moving. Let's breathe in the air. Let's get that food digesting, you know. It's just like physical exercise helps center you.
Yeah.
Moving your body. If it's just a walk, a run, yoga, something to get you grounded, you know, because we just get so caught up in everything.
Yeah. And that's one of the problems too. During the winter months, it's difficult to go out and bare feet and get grounded with the soil.
Yes.
So I would think that physical activity, even if you're inside the house, would do something to relieve. But you've got to break away, right? You got to break away from Christmas. You've got to give yourself some space. So what you just said, that you need to meditate, mm-hmm. you need to get active.
Yeah. Move your body. I mean, even if it's at the mall and you're shopping, park a little further away so you get a little more movement and walking to the mall. It's like little things you can do, you know, but the movement is so key. Even stretching in the morning, if you can't go out and it's snowing, there's a lot of people that live in snow, you know. Yeah. I mean, doing a video on, you know, on your TV of yoga or stretching or, you know, I mean, there's so many other things, but movement is so key.
So you've got to take moments for you.
Yes.
Not
filling your cup up, filling yourself up. So you're not depleted. So when you're sitting around that table, you're not like, oh my gosh, this is too much for me. They're going to talk politics. What am I going to do? Yeah. You're going to say, you know what? I choose not to speak about politics right now. Can we change the subject? You know, I mean, just we're going to shift in gear, but you'll have enough energy because you've been filling your cup up and you've been taking care of yourself.
Yes. And, you know, perhaps people should plan ahead for that to happen and plan on saying something that makes you feel good and yeah. could kind of rest it, because there's so much chaos with it that it's hard to settle things down.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably more important.
Even to have activities too. Just like after our dinner, we do a lot of board games. So it's just like, just playful, you know, bring in the playfulness and the fun. Get them busy.
That is a great idea. Bring out the board games.
Yeah,
you know, distract them.
Distract them. And you're playing and you're having fun. I mean, that's what the holidays are for, is to connect with your family and friends. I mean, and some are more challenging. Some families are very challenging.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but if you throw in a board game or something, it'd throw them off their guard, you know, and it's just like all of a sudden they're playing a game. It's like, what's going on, you know?
Yeah, yeah, right. You know, even Monopoly would be good.
Totally.
Yeah, because you're so engrossed then. That's so important. So that's good. That's a great solution right there, is to get some kind of activity planned.
Yeah.
After it, especially with those people who imbibe a little too much, you know, you get them going.
Yeah.
Christmas is not about making enemies. So, you know, and it's so easy to talk about politics. Oh, no, no, no. I heard this. Oh, no, I heard this. I heard that. And it's like, who's telling? You're not going to get the accurate truth, because we can't get the accurate truth right now.
Yeah.
I mean, every side has their own story. So yeah. It's like, you can't win at this point. Don't bring it up is the only winning solution.
Yes, exactly. And I also do a lot of pre-paving or segment intending, which is Abraham Hicks. It's a process. So you pre-pave your dinner. So you've got all these relatives coming and you're pre-paving. So in the middle of the day and the start of the day, you're saying to yourself, it's going to be an amazing dinner. Everybody's going to get along. The food's going to be healthy and wonderful and everything's going to be nice. And there's no drunks, or the game plan is going to be amazing. And pre-pave it. Work out what's going to happen at that night coming up. And then everybody starts coming. I pre-pave all the time and it's amazing. And then all of a sudden you're in the evening and things are just flowing because you put your intention out there. You want a wonderful, successful, beautiful evening with your family and friends. So you're telling the universe what you want. You're owning it, you know, before the drunks come, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Setting yourself up for success.
You know, what's might work too is get out some of those old movies, a family.
Yes.
And airing that where everybody can look back and laugh.
Because
the most successful event is where everybody's laughing and enjoying.
Yes. Laughter is the best healing mechanism.
So showing past movies of family, friends, and everything, that would lighten up the moment and actually serve to remind people where we came from.
Yeah. And the hairstyles and the laughter and the clothes. And it's like, oh my gosh, remember that? Oh my God, you were so little then. And blah, blah, blah. That's all fun memories.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful idea.
Isn't that what Christmas is about?
Yes, connecting.
Yeah.
Family, friends, just coffee, just even meeting a friend for coffee if you can't have them over for dinner. I mean, just little events that you can connect with people. That's what the holidays are all about.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think when we get so tired out and we don't meditate and we don't visualize what we want to have happen.
Yeah.
Can we visualize that in our meditation?
Oh, definitely.
See,
but when you're more intentional about what's going on and you have your more in your power, you don't let life take you, you know? So it's just like you're owning it. This is what I want to happen. I'm visualizing it. I'm seeing it. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling this wonderful event. I'm feeling everybody having a great time. You know, you just visualize it, own it. And then by doing all your spiritual practices or your meditation or your journaling, that's just grounding you and telling the universe again, this is what I want. So you're showing up in a powerful way instead of being all depleted and letting all the family and friends just kind of walk all over you.
Yeah, which happens. Yes. But you have to be mindful. And what you're telling us is so true.
Yes.
And we need to stop the busyness and start getting in alignment so that we can have a great event. We can create a great memory.
Totally. And we have the power. But it's just all the craziness and the emails and the texts, and it takes over. But we have to stop and put the phone down, take a breath. You know, it's like, wait a minute, I have the power. I have the control. I can dictate where I put my time and energy and plan out what you need to do and plan out the dinner and ask for help when you need it. You know, if you're cooking everything, you need help, ask for help or purchase something or, you know what I mean? Make your life easier. Don't do everything so you're doing, you know, too much and you're depleted.
Right, right. That's a good point. And get plenty of sleep and exercise before the event. I mean, you really got to prepare physically for, I mean, people don't realize, especially ones that go visit, it's a lot of work.
It is. Entertaining is a lot of work. It is.
And you have to prepare. It's like getting ready for the marathon. You know, really. And that's what people don't realize. They just think, oh, yeah, we're just going to have a bunch. But it takes planning. It takes visualization. It takes meditation. It takes physical energy to perform. So there is right there the plan of action for success.
Beautiful.
To make another fabulous memory.
Yes. Beautiful.
Yeah.
I agree. And taking the time and asking for help and keeping those spiritual practices like journaling. If you're journaling every day and you're talking about your gratitude and you're just feeling it and you're talking about this wonderful event coming up and the wonderful memories you're going to make, you're pre-paving that way for that beautiful, successful evening.
Yeah.
And then do those little things. Like you said, plan. It's just like, don't set the table the last night. Set it two nights before. Who cares? You know what I mean? It's
just like, just dust them off. Dust them off.
Yeah. Try to do is whatever you can so you're not crazy stressed.
Because right.
Because it's a lot of work. I mean, the house clean, the food on time, the table set, the gifts everywhere. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is. It is. And we have got to know that we must enjoy it too.
Yes.
That's the key to success.
Yes. And enjoy everything. I mean, like I'm going to order a honey baked ham. I'm going to get on and find the right ham and find the right store to pick it up and just make every little thing fun.
Yeah.
Not so it's such a chore. And then it's like, okay, boom, the ham is ordered. Cross it off the list. You know, it's like, now what's the next thing? So just every day do a little something. And it's not as crazy at the end.
Mm, that's a good point. Okay, now let me toss out another scenario. And this was not too happy of a scenario, but you're experiencing the holidays for the first time without a loved one.
Oh.
So what do you suggest that can make it better?
Yeah.
For everyone.
Yeah. getting support from your loved ones, if it's family or friends. I have a lot of clients that are single women are getting back into the dating world. And that's, you know, that's a whole new adventure of bringing in, where do I go for the holidays? And where, you know what I mean? So build a support team around you. Do you have friends that you can, you know, support and rely on? Do you have family and friends, you know, family like parents or brothers and sisters, you know? So a lot of my single girls have a lot of family events, like Friendsgiving, you know, and they have, you know, they make their own Thanksgiving. And but to build those support teams around you so you don't feel lonely and you're not lost.
So you've got to start a couple of weeks or maybe even a couple of months ahead, knowing that you've got to take care of yourself on Christmas, not only physically, but emotionally. You've got to tap in, and you can't do that alone. You have to.
You shouldn't be alone, but asking for help from people, you know, and just like, I don't have a place to go this Christmas. Or if your friends are going, well, I'm having a big party, I want you to come. That's wonderful. I would love to come because I'm alone this year. Or this year is my first year without my partner, you know, and just like, so I would love to come. What can I bring? You know, tell the universe you're grateful and tell those friends and family that you want to be a part of something. You don't want to be alone. It's isolating is not good.
Right, right, right. And there are social situations that you can put yourself in, like going and helping out with the food.
Yes.
At food banks and everything.
Volunteering is a beautiful way to get your cup filled up. Beautiful way. Your time, your energy, you're writing a check to an organization, you know, participating and showing up and giving out food to the homeless.
Yes.
There are so many, just Google, you know.
And there's a lot of churches who will deliver packages to people who have just are traumatized. Either they have cancer, or they can't get out. There's a whole bunch of things. I mean, really, if you stop and look at it, there's 1,001 things to do.
You do not have to be alone, no matter what your situation is. You do not have to be alone. You Google whatever support group you want or foundation you want to help. Volunteers are all over the place. And what a wonderful day to be giving and around all this wonderful love.
Absolutely.
And then you're feeling better. You're going home and you're like, wow, that was amazing. I helped out. I participated.
So what would have turned out to be a lonely Christmas just fills your vibration, your frequency up tenfold. You can avert the loneliness. There's no reason we have to experience that. There's
not this day and age, not with there's everything. It's, I mean, talk about the politics and all the, you know, the fires that we've had in California. There's people who need all kinds of stuff. The volunteering is endless.
Yeah. And needed. So
and
needed.
And wanted. I mean, even dog shelters or animal shelters or, I mean, you know, suicide hotlines. I mean, food banks, churches. You know, even if you don't have a religious background, if you have friends that have churches and say, hey, you know, I'd like to be a part of something in a church. Do you have any events? Oh, yes. You know, we got so-and-so. Come on by. You know, so you don't have to have some religious background to help out.
No, no. And it, especially, you know, in California, the homelessness.
Yeah.
We need to all participate, you know, and that's not a bad idea to take your whole family after dinner.
Take it
over to some homeless community so they can share it.
Totally. There's so much you can do. There's no reason to be alone. But you have to ask, you have to be open and you say, hey, I'd like to join your party. I'd like to help out. I'd like to volunteer, you know, just asking to be willing to be open.
Yeah. So Christmas doesn't have to be a sad day.
No.
It can, in every situation, you can turn the sadness and the loneliness into being a very high vibrational day. That's your spiritual practice.
Yes, exactly. Your spiritual practice. But it's like feel through the holidays too. If you're vibration is low and you feel bad, it doesn't feel good, stop and go, what's going on? Because a high vibration, you feel good, you feel joy, you feel energy. Yeah. So take note of what you're feeling. And when you're not feeling good, boom, stop and look, what's going on? What I need to stop something. I need to change something. I'm not going in the right vibration. It's not feeling good. So check in with those feelings. You want to be feeling joy. You want to be feeling fun. You want to be feeling happiness.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, you have got, and I wanted, I mentioned this in the intro, but you have got these cards that are fabulous. And these make a tremendous Christmas gift.
Thank you.
Because you just open it up and pick, just select a card, any card.
Shuffle the deck.
And then
the card and ask the universe, what do I need to know today? Abundance.
I love that. I just got that one already. Thank you. Does that make, you know, look, it is so powerful. And each side has something different. So you have how to maybe look at it. How will I create more abundance today? You know, that makes you stop and think.
Yeah. And throughout the day, you're going to be thinking of abundance.
Yeah. You know, that means you have your eyes open to see that. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to see it. So just imagine if you gave this to people for Christmas, you know, kids, anybody who may be experiencing sadness or whatever.
Yeah.
Giving them an opportunity to start thinking a different way.
Yeah, beautiful. And it's just like, it's another spiritual practice. Starting your morning, shuffling your deck of cards and asking the universe, what do I need to know? Or if you have a job interview, what do I need to know for the job interview? I mean, you might pick the listening card. It's like, okay, I need to listen more today. So you never know what's going to come up in the deck, but to just be open and say, what do I need to know today?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Before you start the day, and what a great grounding and centering before you start your crazy day, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. So that's why, you know, when I give a gift, what I'm giving it away, but it's coming back to me.
Yes.
So it's like, okay, I am giving this so someone can raise their frequency.
Beautiful.
And it's giving me the opportunity to raise my frequency too.
Yes.
And that's how that's how great life is.
Yes. And it can be that simple.
Yeah.
I think we make it more difficult. You know what I mean? The stories in our head, we make it more difficult. It's like, no, it is simpler. It is basic spiritual practices. It's basic filling us up. It's loving ourselves before we start the day and open the door for everybody else to come in.
Yeah.
We have to come first.
So in my view, instead of a sweater, give them something that they can grow.
Oh, no.
And that they need. I mean, really, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
And especially people who have had a difficult year.
Yes.
You know, that can mean the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. But I mean, the gift of growing, I mean, we're here on this earth to grow and learn, to evolve and learn. I mean, that's how we bloom.
Absolutely.
We don't try new things and take risks. We'll never know.
Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of those people that have achieved wonderful things, if they've taken risks and they've, you know, put themselves out there and they've been open to new things.
So the word risk is very scary.
Yes.
But if you want to create the life that you want, you have no choice but to take risks.
Yeah, exactly. You got to roll the dice. You got to put yourself out there. You got to be seen. You got to try. And if it doesn't work, you can try something else. But failure is not the end of the world. We all fail. It's part of life.
It's how we learn, actually.
That's how we learn. So it's like, don't take that failure and say, oh, I'm done. No, no. We all fall down, but we get back up.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So now Christmas is done. The New Year's is coming up. How do you create? How do you plan? How do you set your intention for the next year?
Well, it's interesting. My husband and I, we do the year in review. So what we do New Year's Day or morning, we pour a big cup of coffee after we take our walk, and we review our last year. And we're like, oh, we did this, we did that, we did this. And we kind of have a journal all year. And the things that we look at it when things we loved, things that we didn't like, things that did work, things that didn't work. And then we really look at it and go, what do we want to bring in the new year?
Oh, wow. That's great.
Didn't like this, but you know what? We did this event. We had so much fun. Let's do another event like that. So we're going to put that into the new year. Like I did a really fun, which was my first experience. It was called the Mud Girl Run. It was to raise money for breast cancer research.
Oh, wow.
And it's famous. I didn't know about it. And they travel all over. But it's a 5K with obstacles. You know, you're running in mud, you're swimming. It's just, it's crazy fun. And it's all women only. It's for breast cancer. And it was this wonderful event. People were running in honor of people. It was so touching. But this wonderful event that I went to, and I went with friends and we laughed and giggled. And so I did that a few months back. And I'm like, I want to do it again next year because it's raising money. I have friends that had breast cancer that survived. So it's just like, that was fun. I want to put it into next year.
Ah.
So the stuff that was successful and adding it or saying, you know, let's look at another event like that. I can add to next year.
Interesting.
So it's, yeah, it's a lot of fun, but to really look at your last year and go, where can I improve or what do I need to change or where do I need to take more risks?
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, I took an adult course or whatever and I really liked it. So I need another one. Or I read two books, but I want to read more books next year. You know, so really looking at your review, your year in review and seeing what you want to add more of.
What do you plan or do you have a list like, I want to make $10,000 more next year? Or, I mean, do you set out the desires and after the review?
Yeah, put them down. Write out your desire list. I want to do boom, boom, boom. When you write it down and say it out loud, it is so much more powerful than keeping it in, saying it out loud. And to have that desire list available on your desktop or your journal that you can look in and say, okay, well, I wanted to read more books. Okay, so then we break it down to other goals and to say smaller goals, add a new audible book to my Amazon once a week.
Oh.
Or, you know, make it a smaller goal and say, okay, put an audible book on my Amazon account. And then you've got a book you're reading on your way to work. You know, you're hearing it, you're reading it.
Right.
You're reading more books. So it's, you can break it down, but put that desire list down, put it down. I want to make $10,000 more. I want a new job. I want to get out of debt. I want to meet new people. I want to meet new friends. You know, I want to do more running events or, you know, I want to volunteer more. Write it down. It's powerful to say it out loud and write it down, especially with a partner, a husband or a boyfriend or a girlfriend. It's just like, and then you support each other. It's just like, remember we said we wanted more reading, you know, it's like, or go to an event I just heard about, because you're putting it out in the universe too. You know, it's funny because when I did my Mud Girl Run, my stepson was telling me he was doing this event. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that sounds like so much fun. But I want an event for me that's more girly. And then that one came up. So it was a law of attraction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, I want one to fit me better. And there it came, you know? So it's just like, so when you say it out loud, law of attraction, you're being specific, really clean. It's like, this is what I want. I want to run a marathon. I want to run a 3K or a 4K or whatever. It's just like, be really clear. And that puts the ball into work.
You know, you mentioned about going in the last year and reviewing everything, which is a great idea. I was just talking about the burning bowl in the intro. And that's where you take all the things that you were angry about or felt hurt, and you write it down and you stick it in that bowl and you burn that. Because in order for you to manifest what you really want, yes, the one thing that's going to be stopping you is all that garbage that you couldn't get rid of.
Yes, exactly.
You got to burn it up. Burn it up. And then
shred it. Burn it. Get it out of the house. Let it go. Release it.
Surrender.
Clearing too. Clearing. Yeah. You know, clean out that closet. Clean out the clutter on your desk. Clean out all that old energy that's blocked. So those memories of the year that didn't work, the clutter on your desk, your closet that's, those clothes, I mean, come on, you try on clothes, you're like, I haven't worn this in 3 years. Get rid of it. Donate it to Goodwill. Get rid of it. You know, and then you walk in the closet, it's all open and energy and space, and start the new year off.
Exactly.
You know, I just finished reading Gabby Bernstein's Super Attractor book, which is amazing. But it was a perfect time to finish the book. And then so in January coming, I'm going to put a few more spiritual practices into work. And what a beautiful way to start the year of manifesting and being a super attractor. The book was amazing. And it just gave me a little more, you know, inspiration to start the new year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So even getting some kind of inspiration with a book or a lecture to kind of start the year off, like, okay, we're going to, you know, go into this new year. We're going to be attracting all the new things that I want because I've released all the old. I've burned all the old. I've shredded all the old. I got rid of everything. You got to shred all the old to make room for the new.
Yeah, exactly. You can't be hanging on to it.
Let go.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you do feel, okay. Yeah. And it's great for when you're mourning the grief and everything, you know, knowing that you had to grieve, but the next year you don't want to do it. You want to release it. Let it all go.
Don't hold on to all the resentments and everything you're holding on to. Forgiveness. Let it go.
Yeah, exactly.
It weighs you down.
You know, and I would have to toss out too, if you get a bunch of people together and do it in your home and nobody tells, or nobody shows what you're doing, but you're doing it together is burning all the difficulties of the past year. So it's like, it's amazing.
A New Year's party. That would be
fun. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, to just release and let go. And boy, talk about it. Cleansing.
But even like one, you're at a party and it's just like, write down one thing that you want to release and just put it in a bowl at a party and burn it. People would get, they would have fun with that. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And don't put down politics. Don't do that. No, but focus in on the things, or maybe you want to stop talking about politics or just relax about it, because whatever's going to happen is going to happen. So just relax.
Exactly. Don't resist it. Don't push it. Don't push against it. Let go. Release it.
Yeah, exactly. Release. Bowl burn it.
Yeah.
Write it down.
Because even the other day I needed an electrician and everyone was busy or booked or this and that. And I said, okay, I'm letting go. I'm releasing. I'm forget it. I'm just going to make a few more calls. And then after I released, I made a call. The guy in the next 2 hours came, fixed it. It's like, oh my gosh.
Wow.
It's that letting go. Don't own it. It's like, it'll get fixed. It's just electrical. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
You take everything so seriously. It's just like, no, it's just things.
Yeah, right.
Silliness.
I think we have just talked about a whole bunch of things that are going to help. There's one thing that I want to talk about, though, especially for people who have just lost loved ones. I know my neighbor just lost her champion Doberman through heart congestion, and I love this dog so much.
Yeah.
But I just want to remind people that I don't believe there's anything such as death. And I just wanted to mention a little story about this fabulous dog named Drake.
Oh.
they had to put him down because he was suffering so much. And do you know, 2 days later, Roz, my next door neighbor, said, all of a sudden on her computer, this picture of him when he was a puppy popped up on the computer. She didn't do anything. It just popped up. Wow. And it was him with a tennis ball in his mouth because he loved that. And it was when he was a puppy. And I'm saying, as we're walking, I'm saying that was Drake letting you know that he's happy.
He's okay.
He's okay.
He's healthy. He's safe.
And look, if the champion dog, I know it was a smart dog, but if he could do that with the computer, you know, that's pretty impressive.
Oh, my
but
God.
Nothing is impossible. And the signs that people will get when they least expect it, you know, it's just amazing. You've got to be open.
Be open to the signs because they're all around. I see signs a lot and some people don't, you know, but when you do see the signs of butterflies or hummingbirds or certain people, it just like, you've got to embrace those signs. And that was a sign saying, Mom, I'm okay.
Exactly.
Because I believe when they do pass, spirits, you know, dogs, people, humans, that they are okay on the other side. They're healthy again. I don't think they're suffering anymore. That's what I believe.
Yeah, I believe that too. Well, it's clearly evident. And the same thing, you know, happened with my dad when he passed. But a year later, it was on his birthday and nobody even, all of a sudden his picture popped up on my computer.
Wow.
On his birthday.
Oh my gosh. I love it.
Out of the blue. And he was a photographer. So it was like, okay, hi, Dad.
I believe that. I believe that stuff. I really do.
Yeah.
I really do. It's powerful, but I believe it.
But you got to keep your eyes open and you got to be ready for it. Don't block it out. And you know, I would have to say that meditation is the key to help open yourself up for these things to occur.
Big time. And affirmations too. Affirmations are wonderful to keep grounded and mindful. And it just like, there's one, I don't know where I picked it up, but I use it all the time. Is even like I was driving the other day and someone just cut me off and it was crazy energy. And I just kind of took a break and I said, I choose love.
Ah.
And right when you say that, because I choose love, it just changes your vibration. It's like, wow. I mean, how do you're choosing love and now I'm going to be angry at this guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Talk about a shift change.
Wow.
So whenever you're at the dinner table and dinner's not going well and people are aggressive or whatever, you can go to the bathroom and just say, I choose love. Just get that different mindset and that different vibration and come back again. And it will shift your energy and it will shift your vibration.
You have to flip the switch though.
Yes. And just by one phrase or one affirmation can help you switch that switch to put you on a new path.
You know, people keep on forgetting how powerful they are.
Yes, we are so big and powerful, but we don't give ourselves credit because we take care of all the outside external stuff and listen to, you know, so-and-so's famous or successful. It's like, no. You know, we have the power in ourselves to create whatever we want. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I have a really good friend who gets down that she's not making enough, she's not doing it, she's struggling. And it's like, I said to her, don't you understand that you just manifested everything and more and you're not seeing it? I mean,
I know.
You are so powerful. Look what you just did. You just manifested a Mercedes, you know? Come on. And it's like, oh, I'm so struggling. I'm going, oh, honey. No, you're not. It's just like people have got to recognize. And once they see that, it takes away all the misery.
But I tell my clients all the time, celebrate the wins, every small win. We have a million small wins every single day. But we're thinking the Mercedes. We're thinking the big win. No, How about all the small wins?
Yeah, really.
Every day that yeah. we create, we manifest, we attract, you know what I mean? A lot of them. So every little celebration, you know. I start my calls with my clients is like, what are your wins this week? And it's amazing. They're wins.
Yeah.
You know,
that is so important. That's a great coach right there. Because you're saying, wait, what'd you do? What'd you win last week? I think that's powerful. Not what went wrong.
Yeah. I know you have a big goal, but look at all these wins that you had.
I think that's wonderful.
I mean, even one client was like, you know, she realized how much time she was spending on Facebook, less time, and her sales went up. She made more money. It's like, I spent less time on Facebook. I made more money this week. It's like, that's a win.
Yeah. That's amazing.
We have our blinders on and we're so busy doing.
Oh, yes.
You know, and it's just like, oh, wait, you know, if I changed this a hair or shifted a change, that will change this. This will change this. But it just, wins are so important and we don't celebrate enough.
You know, if that's a good phrase right there, taking the blinders off. And I would hope that everybody in the year 2020 take off your blinders so that you can see all the miracles that are happening around you and all the miracles that you are creating.
Yes. Yes.
Take off those blinders. That is going to be my motto for 2020. Take off those blinders.
I love that.
Yeah, that was good. Thank you for that.
And to be centered and mindful and see all those things that we're doing every single day.
Yeah.
You know, and to be open. That's a big one too.
Yeah, open.
Open, be open. And you'll see all the signs coming in. You'll see all the stuff you're attracting. And things will just start flowing easier.
Yeah, absolutely. You
know? That's what absolutely. We want. We want just to flow. We want a high vibration and flow.
Wow, this is so much fun. Thank you, Christy. I just enjoy it. I just feel like my entire energy just went sky high here. I do want to remind everybody to go get these cards. You will love it. You can get them on Amazon.
Yes.
And just put in Evolution Cards or put in Christy Scott.
Perfect.
And just go and buy them and they'll have them delivered or you can just send the addresses and mail them and everything.
Yeah.
So
Amazon.
Yeah. Yeah. But do that. And you're going to make somebody really happy for the next year.
And this year, let's grow and learn and evolve and have fun and celebrate everything.
And take off those blinders.
And take off the blinders. Yes, I love it.
That's a great start for the holiday and for the next year. Great job, Christy. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I loved it. Come back again.
I will.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com and have a great week.